still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. How are you? There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. Let's get this thing going, as we always do here at 5:45 each and every weekday morning. And, you know, sometimes a little later. Not too often, though. Pretty much on time. It's perfect outside. Just be outside. Again, I do this to you every year, but you're in paradise. Take advantage of it. Pop out. Be outside right now, because you're going to get inundated with news reports of telling you that it's not normally, it's 100 degrees yesterday. It's at our first 100. And now we can start, especially on Earth Day, start talking about how it's just abnormally hot. No, it isn't. No, it's not. It's always 100 degrees here. We get excited for it every year like it's surprising. It hit 100 yesterday. It wasn't so bad. Look, we're all still here.
I didn't even realize it hit 100 yesterday until I was watching the news this morning. I was like, whoa.
They won't shut up about it. Like, oh, it's 100. We're going to have a whole bunch of these. Like, yep. You realize, you know. It's like waking up every morning and going, am I still white? Yes, it shouldn't be surprising anymore. That's what it is. But everybody was out. I was riding my bike all weekend. It was great. I saw some Wheaties on Saturday. Riding the bike, I was out there, and they were on the trail smoking weed. And I'm like, it's legal now. Don't just wander around smoking weed in the woods like you're, you know, stop it. Get off the trails. Don't clog those up with your stupid weed smoke. Act like you've been there. Go to a classy place. Go to somebody's house, a backyard. Don't go walking the trails
the
like
zoo.
You got to hide it. Or the zoo. Did you get high at the zoo?
No.
We got
a natural high looking at the animals. And
that's worse. I'd rather hang out with potheads than up with people.
Well, you asked me. I did not. Were there people getting high at the zoo? Good chance.
I did get blown up Saturday afternoon with your video of that poor man's ass crack, which is just the saddest part of the whole thing. You and Christy are standing there talking. There's a baby screaming, which why I thought they sent it at first. And then they're like, could you tell Brady not to post the videos where we get to see a guy's butthole? The dude who's squatted down that's with you petting a seal or something.
Sorry, Drew.
Yeah, Drew's ass crack was out. It's hard to focus on anything else when a dude's ass crack just explodes onto the scene. So yeah, my phone started to pop. Could you please stop Brady from, like, you tell him. You bother Brady with this. We don't need to see dude's butt cracks at the zoo. It's bad enough you got to see all the animal anus. I'm like, yeah, that's just, well, maybe the guy was just, hi, it was 420. Brady promised.
It's a band name, too, Animal Anus.
Animal Anus.
That's
is
not bad.
Great. Animal Anus. One word.
Yeah.
Animalinus. Animalinus. Oh, I like that. It's like a word Tool would use for their album. Animalinus. Anyway, this guy's butthole was out the whole time, and that's what people were sending me. So I hope you had fun. But all of us who didn't get to go got some butt crack on that deal. I started giggling, and I'm like, that poor guy has no idea his ass is out. I saw a waiter at a restaurant I was at. I biked on over to Oso, and poor waiter. Kid drops something on a deal, and he bends down, and his ass crack just goes woof because he's a bigger guy. And then, like, everybody at the restaurant, they can see it. You just heard. And he's like, huh? And it was I think he thought everybody, how come nobody ever tells anybody that? Hey, your ass crack's out. Pull your pants up, love. Your ass crack is out.
Yeah, someone sent me a picture of another dude that was just sitting up at a bar stool.
Ass crack out.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just, we got to start being nicer to people about, like, hey, you know, your ass crack's out. And nobody needs to see this. You're a laughing stock. And I know people with their ass crack out laugh at other people with their ass crack out, but we go to great lengths to hide that thing. Sometimes it slips loose. Can't help it. We'd like to know. It's like having salad in your teeth. Ass crack's out, dude. You want to pull your pants up a little bit?
Oh, sorry.
And it's usually the same body type that the ass crack falls. It's not good, but yeah. So what was that guy's name? Kyle?
Drew.
Sorry, Drew. Immortalized. But at least it was 420. You got an excuse. Man, I was so high my pants wouldn't stay on. I was floating out of them, bro. But that's a good thing. And you, nobody died, which
no.
is good. That's a good start to a zoo day. And everybody seemed happy at the end. No lawsuits.
No lawsuits.
Good. That's good. That's a good thing.
Good crowd.
Yeah. Nothing really goofy to report. Just looked at the animals. No seal attack.
Saw a couple of baby bobcats and a baby jackal.
I rode my bike in this morning.
And Damien.
Campbell Road. I'm going along and I'm like, uh-oh. Some dogs got out. Nope. Coyotes. Running a 15 feet ahead of me for about a quarter of a mile on Campbell Road, which is one south of Camelback. It's a neighborhood. Two big boys, too. And they were just floating along. Like, this is interesting. Their route to this spot had to be sort of weird. They had to cross some major intersections to get here. They just rode along ahead of me. I didn't speed past them or anything. It was crazy. But
I get out of the car on, it was Saturday morning, and I have the slump block wall along the side, the general area of our neighborhood.
Right.
And my corner of the house, what's it called? Anyway, I go walking in the front yard and just running like a dog through the yard.
Yeah, coyotes.
30, 20 feet away. Then there's a white pickup truck following with the kids filming it as it's going down the street.
They're everywhere right now, so just be careful.
It's like, is it their pet?
It's going to eat your cats. You know what else is everywhere? Talk about the zoo. I went to the drugstore Saturday morning. I don't know if this had anything to do with 420, my least favorite day of the year.
It's miserable.
Celebrating smoke and pot. Dumb. Anyway, so, also my second least favorite day of the year is today, because Earth Day usually brings out people interviewing kids. And they did that this morning. I heard that already once where they're like, we interviewed some children on what they thought of Earth Day. And one kid goes,
I like that Earth gives us nature.
And then they're all like, oh, boy. Oh, that kid's going to be president someday. I'm like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say. The Earth gives us nature. You dumbass. Why are you pretending this was some sort of poignant thing?
The Earth gives us nature.
And then the other kid goes,
I just want a world where we clean stuff up.
Oh, precious. We should have cleaned up 4 years ago. Hand your mom a Sprite and a little graham cracker. And I go into the drugstore on Saturday. This is new. I had to get some soda pop. I was out, and I can't live without it. So I popped in there. I get out. I'm walking out of the thing, and this dude who's, like, homeless, but in better shape than anybody I've ever seen. Like, he just clearly filthy. He's been on the streets for a while, but just shoulder caps. The arms are going. The guy looks great. Like, he did, like, when he's not being homeless, he's just doing pull-ups and push-ups. The guy looks
great. He could be the trainer for the homeless.
Could be. Yeah, he could be the Tony Horton of the street people. He's awesome. Looked at him and like, this guy, and it's not like he's huge. He's just really good, lean muscle mass. And I'm looking at him digging through the trash. And I'm like, man, and his hair's kind of cool, even though it's filth. He's got the dreads because he hasn't washed in months. And he sees me and we go eye to eye and I give him the, hey, what's up? And just kind of keep walking. He goes, hey, brother, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. He puts everything back in the trash that was in his hands and starts to walk with me to my car. And I'm like, I got an offer for you. I don't think you're going to be able to refuse. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to hear this. I'm looking to sell this $100 toothbrush for $40. I need some money for food, and I've got a $100 toothbrush for $40. I wanted to tell him this is like the worst approach I've ever heard. Nobody wants a homeless guy's old toothbrush that he thinks is worth the C-note. It's not. He had to go get it because I'm like, let's see it. I got to go get that toothbrush. I'm like, no, I'm not waiting around for this. This is ridiculous. You need a better plan. You got any cash for me? I'm hungry. I'm like, no, you're doing great. You're in better shape than I'm in. Keep up whatever diet you're on. It's killing. You're ripped. Like, chest just shredded. He's in a tank top. I'm like, I won't even wear a tank top outside. He just looked great. Now, maybe he's on the decline from having been fat, and I caught him in homeless homeostasis, and he's on the way to being overly skinny and gross.
Transition, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that, I used to be kind of thick, went homeless, now I'm in that ripped phase as I progress. It's almost like bulimia. Fat girl, and then there's that one moment where like, hey, you need to stop now. This works. Whatever he's doing, fantastic plan. He looked amazing.
Maybe dumpster diving, you find a bunch of semaglutides in there.
Could be. Like Ozempic. It was the drugstore. It was CVS. So maybe the people are going,
expired.
I changed my mind on this Ozempic thing. And they throw it out. And he is killing it. But whatever it's doing. You can see stomach muscles through his white tank top. Like he was ripped. You know when football players practice and they lift their shirts up?
Yeah.
And you see, like, you could put your index finger in between their abs and it would kind of, it was him.
It's chiseled.
Like, dude, you're so homeless. You're, like, whatever, this walking, whatever it is, like, it made me consider maybe his lifestyle's better than mine.
Hey, EOS is only $9.95 a month, so, I mean, you know, it's not that bad.
And if that was
sells,
2 months.
Yeah. What, does he sell two or three toothbrushes?
He's got 4 months.
He's got ton of time plus some food.
A shower, every, I mean, he's dialed in.
Well, he needs that shower, I'll tell you that. That was not something. The $100 toothbrush, that he just happens to know where that is. If I were to give him some money, he could go get it. I'm like, yeah, okay.
This I'll be back.
I'll wait right here. Go on, Jethro Tyrone, whatever your name is. Knock it stiff. I'll be here waiting for my pearly whites to get scrubbed. I'll be. The last thing you want from a dude who's just in the trash can is to hand him some money and have him say, I'll be right back. You come on. Who falls for it? Yeah, those bleeding heart Kamala people.
Oh, he needed help. The system let him down.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I was also in a bar I won't mention where the bartender and the bartendees, started to discuss rather loudly in a very small bar the benefits of socialism. And I mean, like, they were excited about
when it. When you over it all?
Huh? No.
Well,
and I'm, look, I don't care. Like, I think you're nuts to think that. They're like, see, we got roads. We got police. We got schools. I mean, how are we not just leaning into socialism all the time? Garbage. Yeah, garbage. Just sitting back going, oh, my God, it's happening in front of these idiots. They're going to get shot. Don't you realize they're in Trump country, you morons? You don't have this discussion out loud when people are drinking. Oh, it was bad. And then a couple of people got up and left because they didn't want to deal with it. I got to hand it to the people that I laughed because I'm like, you just don't do this. And they're like, yeah, I mean, you know, things should be free like they are in Europe. And I'm like, oh, am I hearing this? And it was relatively empty, so... You know, those types of people give $100 to a guy who wants to sell you a toothbrush. Otherwise, you just kind of shut your mouth about socialism until you're in a small group. But again, it was 420. That was the thing. Yeah. The weedies started smoking and having ideas. I have a new fear after watching all my murder programs, which I'm very much involved in, especially late at night. I saw one the other day that made me think I might have some secrets I don't know. A dude killed someone, his neighbor, in fact, like two houses over, slaughtered him good, and woke up the next morning, off to work he went, business as usual, standing outside when the news is there, shocked as anybody when they, you know, the tapes around the house, like, oh, my God, someone killed my neighbor. And went back to his home. Everything's normal. Everything's good. A month later, finds the bloody clothes in his garage in a box, calls the cops, found these bloody clothes. Can't be good. He's like, no, it isn't. Dude's totally cooperative, everything else. Turns out he went into what's called a fugue state, killed his neighbor, has no idea he did it.
At sleep killing almost?
No, it wasn't a sleepwalking. It was, I don't know what a fugue state, Breaking Bad fans know what fugue state is because Walt used it as an excuse of why he left the house for a few days and then pretended to be in this condition because of his cancer. The guy said that he, and like, lie detector tests, everything, he just thought he was home doing nothing. And it was evidently another story in Europe where this happened, where a guy slaughtered his neighbors and went back to business, cleaned up, tossed everything in a box, found his own things later, called and said, this is not good. And they're like, these are your clothes. This is all you. Your DNA is all over everything. It's like, what? It's impossible. And they found him. That was like in the 70s. And they blamed some sort of mental collapse. So how many times you sit and think to yourself, I don't know, like sleep last night. I don't even feel like I was here. You might be slaughtering neighbors next time. But don't be so, like, don't, he ratted himself out, Brett.
Did he get away with it?
No.
Till the end?
Oh, okay. There was a psychiatric evaluation, and this dude passed everything with flying colors because he honestly doesn't think he was there. So they think something was wrong with him.
Oh, man.
But he was totally functional, like, all of his family, his friends, everybody's like, no big deal. He's like the nicest guy in the world. Nobody thought anything of it. He had no beef with this neighbor. There was like never a problem. He just went two houses down and cut some dude up, left him for dead, came back. I don't even know, but can we, is it, and then the kind of scary thing, I watched it really late at night. There's a thing at the end that they're basically like, it's not predictable, the fugue state. A lot of the times they say, you know, you're off your meds and that's a fugue state. Like you kind of go into it. But most people kind of are unpredictable or bipolar. Or they got, he was nothing. He had no medicines. He just decided one night his brain decided to shut off. Became a homicidal maniac for like 18 minutes and then went back to bed. Nothing better than the fugue state of the guy who tried to put. We all knew that was a lie. The guy that pretended that when he was sleepwalking when he killed his wife back in the 90s here in Phoenix. One of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. They had he had his own videotape in the backyard. He claimed he was sleepwalking, cut his wife to bits, and then, you know, mopped up, bagged her up, threw her in the trash, kept everything clean, and then, oh, well, looks like she's not here anymore. Didn't know where she went, tried to play pretend, and then when the cops were like, we found her in your trash can.
That guy?
Is that him, the sleepwalking murderer? That is the dude. He was sleepwalking.
I was totally asleep the entire time I slaughtered my wife. Like,
a sudden and unplanned travel away from home.
A fugue state. Symptoms. Yeah. Most of the time a fugue state is you just wandering off. It's almost dementia. It's like immediate dementia. You just wander away. This dude wandered off and killed someone. And they still can't tell if he's just a stone cold killer or if he was, I forgot his name, Richard something. Or he just, you know. He literally had a mental lapse and completely disappeared, went over a couple houses down and killed someone. I mean, think of what you're capable of if your brain will do that. And you got to hope all those people in a KDKB don't go into one of those rages. You're going to be gay sex without knowing it all the time.
Usually caused by severe trauma, including childhood abuse, rape, sexual assault, severe car accidents, other type of accidents.
The dude had not been through anything notable. That they knew about, probably childhood trauma that had been. But they were like, no, you know, he didn't have any head trauma. He didn't have anything wrong. He just went a couple houses down, cut a dude up, lock your doors, keep yourself inside. And currently, if you don't like your spouse, start looking into fugue states. You know, that's a good one. Brett will tell you. I was in a fugue state. That's a thing. And then the doctors don't know. He didn't get, like, jail time. He's sitting in some cush apartment. They're keeping an eye on him.
I'm going to have to remember this.
Yeah, fugue state, Brett. Fugue state. Two bodies found this weekend, by the way, over the weekend. Two bodies.
Nah.
Brett was out on Thursday. A couple
of
them were in Mesa.
A gooey state.
I was in a foogie. You don't know what I was up to. Oh, you blaming me for this? I claim fugue state. I don't know where I was. But, yeah, I mean, it's those things when I think it's kind of the same thing as when you're driving. That's like a mini fugue state when you're driving and you're like, I have no idea how I got here. You go like 5 miles and then realize, I don't think I've been paying attention for the last 5 miles. How in the world am I in Tempe? Because you got like a ways to go and you just drift off. You're gone for a little while. I think that's a fugue state, but I'm not sure of it. So if you're thinking about maybe, you know, looking at that wife of yours, and I'm not sure this is working out.
Katie Keeby got excited. You're like, did you say tube state?
No, tube state.
He was in a fugue state. And I was in a tube state.
Yeah, it's weird. Then I saw another story this weekend of, I don't know, this death thing. I got to stop watching these shows. I'm flipping around and I'm like, man, anytime anybody can lose their mind and just start hacking you up. Like, there's so many shows where everybody always, I don't know, it was a little weird, but I didn't expect this. And then just chop someone up or start to poking you. And they always do it so violently. And then you're like, well, you never know. And the next thing I see on the BBC News was that in New Zealand, two 80-year-old people who'd lived like wonderful lives were killed by a ram in their front yard. Not a ram truck either. Like a ram just showed up and took two 80-year-olds out. Not only that, had the decency to hang around and attack the next guy who tried to help him. He hated these two. Plenty of people to choose from just went over into what they called their paddock, their backyard, their area. Old, you can live to be 80.
That's what happened at Solo. It was probably 2 years ago. That old farmer, same thing, 80 years old, went out to the yard, the pasture where a ram was.
Yeah.
But how about their kids and stuff? They have to get that phone call. Like your dad lived to be 89.
Yeah. 89.
And you're like, wow, what a life, you know? Good for you. And then you get the call from your mom.
Brady, it's your mother. Something's happened to your father.
Oh, yeah, it's time. Is he? Yeah, he was attacked by a wild animal. What? You don't want that in your 80s. If you make it to 80, that should be off. Get eaten by a ram or crushed by its horns. That shouldn't happen. Like, your dad and my dad are the same age.
Oh, yeah.
There's a good chance my dad will get trampled by something. He's hanging around an awful lot of wildlife. That
my
wouldn't surprise
me. Too, yeah, hunting. All that could have been gored by a deer.
But not in his front yard. Like, if he's out hunting and he's in his 80s, you got to be...
That's one thing.
You got to be a good son and say, you need to knock this off. I'm doing what I want. God damn it, I feel great. All right, fine. Then when the call comes, oh, your dad fell out of a tree. Yeah, of course he did. But if he's like, oh, your dad was watering some plants in the front yard and a mountain lion. Yeah, a goat killed your dad. What? And just rammed him in the chest, blew his heart up. Well, that's not how it's supposed to end.
Honey!
Yeah.
Hey! Come look at the beautiful wildlife. Hey, it's coming right at us. I don't like the look of this. It's getting closer.
Your dad's dead. What happened? Why didn't he run? He's 80.
Mom comes out to check.
Oh, my God. What's that?
Your mom's dead, too.
What happened over there?
I don't know. We can't get close to him. The ram that killed him is still in their yard.
What happened to your parents? Double ramming?
Right. And then you got to tell people your parents passed. Yeah. Well, it was time. Actually, no. They've got smashed in the chest by mountain rams. I don't know what these things are. Double curly horns. Like a Los Angeles ram? No. Not one of the athletes. A real, like a ram showed up at their house. My dad stood outside and the ram killed him. And then my mom came outside, killed her too. So that's how my parents died. I mean, that would be horrible. And sort of hilarious, so it's hard for somebody to take that seriously. If you'd have told me, Torp's gone, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Brady.
Yeah. Wild raccoon snuck into the room at night.
Well, that's not how it's supposed to go, and I can't help but smile. I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
Left the window open, and a ram came in and mashed his head in.
Oh, my God. Can't have this.
The kid coming around selling those $20 cards for a fundraiser for football for the local, the Rams, the high school Rams team. Get out of here!
I never see that again. He can never watch football again. He sees those helmets. It's like, oh, that's what killed my dad. Like, you're a little sensitive towards this, aren't you? No, you have no idea how violent. That triggers me. The Ram helmet. You can't drive around and see a Dodge pickup truck ever again. Rams, just buy a Dodge for God's sakes. Why? The logo.
A little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
So yeah, you never know, but I watch too many murder shows. Now I know about fugue states, which I knew about in Breaking Bad, but I thought it was just a clever writing ploy to give Walt an excuse, and they acted it. But that must be where Vince Gilligan got it. Haven't seen the same stuff I watch. And you kind of have to believe the guy, like, after a while.
You still got
to
pin it on him, right?
Oh, they pinned it on him. He did it. Like, he was
I know,
he was
but
distraught.
Does the fugue state, give him probation or something?
Mm. He's in, like, a cushy psychiatric thing. He's not in, like, a jail. And he's a mess. Like, he's the one that most can't believe it happened. Like, people were consoling him. You'll be all right. He's like, no, I killed the man. I can't believe this.
Maybe OJ was in a fugue state.
Yeah, that's well. Had he known about that? Just a couple weeks ago, if OJ and I were watching TV together.
Hey, that's not a bad excuse right there. I've been in fugue states before. Your Honor, I was in a fugue.
It's fugue, OJ.
Whatever. I just learned it the other day.
Yeah, so that exists. I gotta stop watching these murder shows. It's brutal. The things people do to each other over the dumbest stuff, too. Like sprinklers and trees. And then one dude, last night on Evil, lives here. Two dudes were friends in like elementary school. And one of the guys got tired of, like, he got picked on. So he started to beat him up. Like, the friendship was over. They beat each other up. Then a few years later in high school, they were like, that was silly. You know, get to be friends again. And then they started to take Taekwondo together, and one dude kicked the other guy in the head and pissed him off.
And the next thing you know, he's going to murder everybody. And he started, like, he snapped into this weird murder rage.
What about the senior skip day in Maryland?
What is that?
Over the last Friday, yes, it was senior skip day at a high school in Maryland. They all met at a park to have a squirt gun super soaker fight. Five people got shot.
Oh, they brought out real guns.
Well, someone did, rolled by there. Either they can't figure out if they were at the park.
Yeah.
And were pissed off that the super soaker fight was going on, or just got mad.
One way to end a super soaker fight.
Yeah.
Bring a super soaker to a gunfight.
Oops.
Anyway, happy Earth Day, everybody.
And Passover.
Yeah, and Passover. And that also. I guess that's still a thing, too.
Big for you.
Earth Day is actually real. I know there's an Earth. But the fun part is the kids. You're going to see a lot from the kids. And all the reports today of children saying stupid crap.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. This is other than 420 and 422 might be the two worst days on the planet.
I don't know what's worse.
I'd rather hear from children than Wheaties, but it's close.
Yeah, it's right there.
I'd rather hear Wheaties sing. I don't ever hear kids sing. We pretend like that's something good. It is not.
You think 420 is bigger, or is it a little more quiet since everything's legalized now?
No, they still celebrate that thing.
Crap. They're annoying about it.
I mean, there's a lot of specials.
Like, even listening to Mo on Friday, she's like, I'm going to go do this. I go, that sounds like every day to you. You're going to wake and bake and, you know, come on.
I'm going to wake and bake. I'm right. I'm like, you do that. You do that all the time. And it's legal. There's nothing, you know, nothing special. Again, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon. And weed highs aren't that great. They celebrate it like, you know. There's nothing there. It's like, it's okay. But yeah, they go crazy. And then Earth Day's 2 days later, and you got to deal with all that crap. And it's just annoying. And the last thing I need is, like, the kids. Already, I've been two news stories and a radio thing where children are talking to me about the future. I'm like, ugh.
Go to a D-backs game or something tonight.
Oh, that would they're going to do miserable. Earth Day kids stuff.
First 10,000 fans get a sapling. Go plant.
See, if I were to rewrite the song, it would be, I believe the children are the problem. I think they're the ones that are causing all the issues.
I guess you do that song for Night of the Living
Dead. I believe the children are the problem. Poke them out and get a vasectomy.
Yeah. There you go.
It flows.
It does.
It's definitely got some, there's some heat under that. But yeah, I just.
I believe the earth gives us nature.
And everybody go, oh, isn't that wonderful? No. That's stupid. Your kid's stupid. He said something really dumb and you're thrilled with it. It's a child, for God's sakes. Well, then why is it on the TV talking like it's like it knows something? Quit filming them doing things. I don't want to hear from them.
I believe we should pick up things and be less dirty.
All right. What about your room, you little prick? You haven't cleaned anything in your whole life.
Go pet a bee.
Yeah. Yeah, you dumbass. Go touch the stove again. This is who we're relying on.
Here's a screwdriver. Stick it in that socket over there, please.
Yeah. You still have to teach him that. Come on, John. Don't tell me you're falling for the fugue state excuse. Let me guess. You also believe you were Megan's first. That's funny. I'm not saying I've been in a fugue state. I'm saying I'm worried my neighbors will be. I watched a dude, like, and they were friends. Like, they'd, oh, you know, and Bob. Nothing to it. Like, they never had a problem. He just wandered over to his house and cut him up. And then started weeping. Oh, I can't believe this happened. I did it. And he's saying it's like you're admitting it. I'm like, hey, there's the evidence is all on me. I had to have. And they're like, fugue state. Like, what in the world were capable of that?
I think the world's dirty.
Oh, great. Thanks. Ah, the little retarded boy thinks the world's dirty. Isn't it wonderful? We should let him talk more. Yeah, the world's dirty. You're not going to do a thing about it. Give that kid a can and see if, and don't tell him anything. So here you go. It's an empty can. And don't say a word. You're going to throw it on the ground. Same kid.
Earth gives us nature.
All right. Define any of the words you just used, you moron. That's why nobody liked Greta Thunberg when she came out, because she was 16. I'm like, what do you know? Maybe you are right, but hold on to it until you're like 25.
They surveyed 5,000 Americans and asked them, including residents in every state, asked them to rate themselves on how eco-friendly they are on a scale of 0 to 10.
Yeah.
people in New Mexico rated themselves the best at an average score of 5.7.
It's because they walk everywhere because they can't afford cars.
That's out of 10. Residents in California are the second most environmentally conscious.
California?
Yeah, followed by people in Oregon.
Wait, California has the nerve to look at Los Angeles and say we've got it figured out?
Well, again, the highest score came out of New Mexico at 5.7 out of 10.
Yeah.
So Californians are right around 5.
Okay. Idiots.
People in South Carolina admitted to being the worst. Average score 3.9. Then it's Tennessee, followed by Arizona, Ohio, and Alabama.
Right. Essentially, none of you are doing anything. If you think you're recycling, you're not. That's a scam. It's the whole Earth Day thing's a business.
Just keep it clean.
Try not to be a blue can.
Yeah, right. Try not to be a pig. That's basically all it is.
Exactly.
If you've got something to throw away, put it in a receptacle. It's the best we can do. Because all these people that scream out about how eco-friendly they are, your Tesla is hard to make. It's worse than a car. So nobody's really doing it. Convenience will trump it every time.
And you got that new truck. Get it in. The gas pedals can stick.
And the Cybertruck? Yeah. I'm fine with that. Stick it, man. Let's go. Let's see how many millions of miles an hour this thing can go.
Just in case.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Pull it. Just kick your foot underneath the gas, but don't pop it back toward you. You'll be fine. Yeah.
It's only 4,000 trucks.
They had a thing where they said that the plastic is like 4.5% of all the plastic in the world gets recycled. Think about that.
Yeah.
How much plastic there is, how much plastic
we attempt to recycle.
We're not doing anything.
Well, I'm saying the amount that would go in there, you see the blue cans.
But the blue cans are going right to the trash too. They think that they're recycling.
I know.
You're not. You're not doing anything. And they just keep pumping out more plastic. There's more plastic in my life now than there's ever been. When I was a kid, you sucked out of the hose or you drank out of the tap and you put it in a cup. Now, there are plastic bottles all over my house. I throw out 2 full trash bags a week of plastic bottles. Never in my life when we were kids did we have water bottles in our house. Ever. Did you?
I don't even know that they sold
them, to be honest with you. I don't even know if we could buy 24 packs of water. Like, people would think it's crazy.
Even to practice, it was like a little
those little igloo, you know. There are a lot of water, but it's for one guy. Yeah, we had thermoses, and we didn't have plastic. But they make more plastic now than ever, and then tell us we're all screwing up the earth. That's the same thing. And to all the Wheaties out there, Daniel says this. What are you, 15? Do some cocaine like a grown-up, Wheaties. He's right. That's exactly. You want to celebrate a drug? There's the one. That actually does something. You want to prove to me you're kind of a man about your drug choice? There you go. Drop some heroin in a vein and then start going, it's 420, bro. Weed, pussy. 13-year-olds smoke weed. Dumb. Can grow it in their bedrooms. Not impressed. Let's get it together. So happy on this Earth Day. Blech. And every day should be Earth Day. Right? I rode my bike in today, not thinking it's Earth Day, but I did my part. I'm not going to sit and scream and yell that it made any difference, because later in the day, I'm just going to let my car run in the garage. Just let it go.
Sit in the car with the AC on and just
shooting aerosol cans in the air, screwing around just to piss Greta off. The earth will be fine.
I'm going to frack a little bit today.
Are you going to get out there and frack
on the golf course? Excavating. I guess it's different from it.
If you feel underneath the ground, maybe, hey, this is a good fracking spot. You know, it's no different. Hey, you might hit it rich. It takes oil to make plastic. It's just all just convoluted business nonsense, and people just want to close their eyes and act like, I'm helping. And I understand that, too. It's like, you feel helpless to it all. But I can tell you with great confidence, the earth is going to be here and just fine. We're not saving the earth. We're saving our own asses. And we can't figure that part out. Because guess what the earth will do? Adapt. Will die. Ask the dinosaurs. Yeah, we're fine. You're good.
But our children.
Yeah, they believe the earth is nature. All right, thanks. Thanks for that. You're right. It's going to be some sort of weird kids' day at ballparks today.
Yuck. Some terrible.
Blech. Keep them quiet. That's what I say. Keep your kids quiet today. That's what Earth Day should be. A moment of silence from anyone under the age of 17.
I think that should be every day.
I think, well, I, that, I mean, that, you know. That's why I say every day is Earth Day. If your kids are talking, they're wrecking the earth with all that carbon monoxide they're shooting out of their gobs, making dumb points. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? Something for Earth Day. Something for recycling. Something for those weedies. And we'll scream it together. Or Fugue State. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.